You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to another episode of the Torah Sparks Podcast. In this week's shiur, on the Chassam Sofer, I'd like to discuss the tapestries. You know, tapestries are one of these like English words that Rabbanim speakers use to describe historical events and happenings that transpire and things coming to this tapestry. The first time it's used in the Torah, I think, is in our Parshas Truma. We talk about the tapestries, the yirios. The coverings, call it what you want, call it what you wish. And I'm going to be 100% honest. Well, because you can only be 100% honest. There's 99% true is 100% false. So I'm going to be 100% honest with you. This year, specifically, Tav Shin Pei Daled, I came across this idea of the Yirios, relating to the Yirios, a couple fascinating ideas relating to these tapestries that I don't think I've ever seen ever. Specifically, I'll mention the Chassam Sofer in a few moments. What I'm going to say here today is based on the Chassam Sofer. And let's begin. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to be a teacher back in the third grade, and I'm going to, you know, read a book, you know, and show you the picture over here. But essentially what we have over here, as you could see, this is the article. Thank you very much for the stone edition of the Chumash, the stone edition of the Chumash. And we basically have a couple different layers. So the Mishkan had a couple different layers on the top. You know, the Mishkan was surrounded by the Krashim, by the beams, the Adanim. And what happened was there needed to be a cover. What was the ceiling? So you had these different levels, the different layers. And the two that we're going to focus on is this purple one, which had these nice, you know, like birds and lions. That's what we call the Mishkan, the tabernacle spread, the Yirios HaTachtonim, the lower ones. That's number one. Number two is this black one on top, which is called, officially it's called the middle cover. It's the Ohel, the tent spread, the Yirios Elyonim. So I want to discuss these two. And we'll see, depending on where you're standing, you're going to relate to two different ones. I hope that was clear. You ready for this? Let's jump right in. So the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Chassam Sofer brings this Gemara down. I'd like to read the Gemara in Shabbos 99. The Gemara in Shabbos Tzadik Tes says something startling. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. By the way, right before this Tana Rabbanan, the Torah says, V'nirin krasin, V'nirin krasin balulaos kekochavim barakia. You know, to connect the Yirios, there were different segments, the different sections that made up the covering. So to connect, how'd you connect the two? They had these loops and hooks. The hooks, I don't remember ever learning this Gemara, but the hook, says the Gemara, the hooks and the loops appeared as stars in the sky. Kekechavim barakia. They appeared like stars in the sky. You know, they would shimmer. They were gold. They were made out of gold, these hooks, and they would shimmer. So when you're standing on the inside, you're looking at them, and they would glisten and shimmer. It looked like kochavim. Now, why are we having this imagery of stars inside the Mishkan? Okay, this could be a conversation for another time. By the way, what would we do with all those conversations that are another time? Do those actually ever happen? Okay, we have to make one shiur with all those conversations at another time. So, conversation for this time. Tana Rabbanan, rabbis taught, Yirios HaTachtonos, the lower curtains. So the picture that I showed you, that was the purple one, what we call the tabernacle spread, Shel Techeles, it was made of Techeles, Vishel Argamon, Vishel Terlaz, Shani, these fancy stuff, blue wool, purple wood, purple wool, scarlet wool, Vishel Sheish, linen, Vel Yonos, and the upper ones, the upper covering, that was the black picture that I had showed you, that was what we call the tent spread, the OL. That's Shel Maisa Izim. It was weaved, it was made out of goat hair construction. Okay. typical, by the way, typical code of law in today's modern day construction is that you're not allowed to use goat linen, you know, for building construct. It just doesn't hold up the way that it used to. I'm kidding. I don't think it's, I never read the laws, but why are we putting goat hair in a building? I mean, why is that part of the construction? Yet it's that one. It's the Urius Hatachtonim. Sorry, the Urius Elyonim that was made out of this Maisa Izim. By the way, how was it made out of Maisa Izim? What was the Chachma? What was the great Chachma? So the Gemara says, "V'tani mishum Rabbi Nechemya shatuf ba'izim." The hair was washed on the goats, v'tavoy min ha'izim, and it was spun while still on the goats. Usually, the way you spin is, you know, you shear it, you take it off the animal, and then you take it from whatever, you know, I don't know what they call it, a stool, something. It's, they take it off from there, and then they put it onto the garment, onto whatever construction, whatever blanket that you're making. Here, the mechanism and the reason why it was such a chachma was that straight from the animal, it was woven and spun while still on the goat, straight to the, you know, to the final product. So let's get this straight. There was the lower urea, the lower covering, which was made out of all these technical things, the argamon and the sheish and the telas shani, and then there was the upper one that was made out of the maisa izim. And you know which one was greater? So the Gemara says, "Gedola chachma shenem rabel yonos." There was a greater level of chachma, a greater level of expertise that was required in the creation of the upper Urios, the Maisa Izim one, more so than the expertise required in the creation of the lower Urios. And the Gemara proves it from a pasuk, because it says by the lower ones, it says v'chol isha chachmas leiv biyadeh tavu, that they, you know, they were wise hearted, but it says by the upper ones v'chol hanashim asher nosa liban. It's a stronger level that their hearts inspired them. So we see there was more of a chachma involved in the creation of the upper Urios, in the izim Urios. And my friends, the Chasam Sofer shares with us really a practical and beautiful idea. And it's a lishitaso type of pshat, because you see in many places from the Chasam Sofer, one of his big themes is we are human beings who live in Olam Hazeh, and we have to take advantage of that. And he points this out, he'll point out that this idea of more of a chachma involved in the upper Urios, the ones that were the Maisa Izim, more so than the lower ones. What's there for us that's a lesson? What's it trying to teach us? What is Hashem trying to convey? And he explains that on some level, somebody who is Poresh from Olam Hazeh, and he doesn't live within the confines of this world, within the parameters, and he offshoots himself from society and the Anshei Dor and the people of his generation, Hashem doesn't have so much nachas in that. You know, there are a select few of Yechidim, people who can do that. But Bederach Klal, that's not who and what we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be people in this world who are involved with people in this world. We're supposed to be Olam Hazeh Deka people. Obviously, with a goal, with a mission, with a heightened level of awareness and spiritual alacrity, of course, but maintaining that reality that we live here on this world in Olam Hazeh. And he explains that the lower Urios, the ones that when you're inside the Mishkan, that's what you see, the ones that were made out of the Toilas Shani and the Sheish and the Argamon and the linen and all that fancy stuff that represents the spirituality, the subliminal, the holy and the maskilim and the beyond this world type. But you know what's greater than that? You know what's greater than that? Go to the upper. When you're outside of the Mishkan, when you're standing on the external, you don't see that. You know which part you see? You see the upper Urios. You see the ones that were made of the Izim, animals. Almost seems like it's less holy, it's less quality. That's exactly the point. The Izim represents the animals. Like it was Irim, Yirak, Dusham, an Az, an Az, a goat. It represents animals. It's Olam HaZeh. And that's when you're standing on the outside, you're not in that spiritual, you're standing on the outside and that's what you see. There's a certain heightened level of spirituality in connecting to that, into the Olam HaZeh, and the focus on this world. And the Chasam Sofer tells us that, you know, when you had the loops and the hooks of the Urias connecting them, what happened was it created the Mishkan as one. It was only after you had this the coverings that were joined together, the Pasuk tells us in Chaf Vav, it says, V'haya HaMishkan Echad, the Mishkan was one. He says, Ki zeh haya chefes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the want, this is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the arrangement, in the construction, in the making of the Mishkan, is that through the Urios Elyonos and through the Urios Tachtonos together, that's where it's at. Is that you're not just living in this subliminal, in this so spiritual, in this up high, in this impractical existence. You know, in the maskilim, in the thought processes, in the spiritus, and it's you're living on this world with that as a vision, with that spiritual conduit as a vision of greatness of who I am and what I am. So you need both. You need the Urios Tachtonos. You need the Urios Elyonos. You need the Olam Haba. You need the Olam HaZeh, and you need them tzamen. You need them together. You need them connected with those hooks. And that's how you create a true tapestry, a tapestry of spiritual and physical synthesis, a synergy, a connection, a union. That's echad, that's one. Chasam Sofer doesn't say this, but I'd like to suggest, we mentioned earlier about the Gemara and Shabbos, which said something peculiar, namely that the hooks that would connect the covering, it had the appearance of stars. That Kechavim Berakiva, they look like stars. And my friends, the stars are a good example of this idea, because the message, one of the blessings that we always connect to as Yidden, as Klal Yisrael, is to be like the stars. The stars are in the heavens, it's true. But it's something that when we're down in this world, we can connect to. It's like one of the most spiritual things, but it's practical, because it's in our world, but it's in heaven. It's both. The stars are in this, they're celestial beings, they're in the heavens, but they light up the night sky. They're practical in our day-to-day life. And it could very well be that there's this imagery specifically of the stars when you have this tapestry of the Olam HaZeh and the Olam Haba, when the Mishkan Echad, when it becomes one, because we're trying to connect to the element of stars, like the blessing that Hashem gave to Avram. Go outside and count the stars. Ko yezaracha, so too will your children. We are those stars. It says by Shemos, by the count. Look at Rashi over there, the first Rashi in Shemos talks about the fact that Hashem counts us and we're like stars because we're Chavav, He loves us. So we got to connect to the stars, to this, but you need that hook. You need to be able to see the glistening hooks, the hooks that connect, that make that covering, that make this tapestry a tapestry. And this true tapestry, which what the Chasam Sofer is telling us, is when you have Olam Haba and Olam HaZeh coming together, joining. When we do mitzvos, when we eat and we drink and we do physical things and we have the right kavana and we say, I'm doing this for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this to become a better Eved Hashem, that's the greatest way to create this tapestry between our world and that world, where we're making this like union, where by us doing those mitzvos, we're, so to speak, creating those crusts and those hooks that are connecting our world to that world. And those hooks become like stars and they glisten in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem loves us for that. Hashem should give us the ability to see the, you know, a lot of people will just see those hooks, the sheets, they see shining things, that's just a hook. But we can see them as stars. And we could see that, wait, there's a union here, there's a purpose. That mitzvah opportunity that I have has literally the ability to connect this world with the next world. And I could infuse Olam Haba into Olam HaZeh that I'm living and have the greatest experience. When we view our lives like that and the moments of our lives like that and the opportunities that come up in the moments of our lives like that, I mean, the sky is not the limit. The sky is just the beginning of what we can do. My friends, thank you for listening. I wish you all the best. Feel free to email my emails here, right here on Torah anytime. You can email me with any feedback, any thoughts, questions. I'd love to hear from you. All the best. Hatzlacha rabba, and have a good Shabbos.